There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile, hour number two. Glad to have you along. Phone number and the text line, same as they were last hour, same as they've been for 16 years. But if you're new, 343-0106. 343-0106 gets you through on a call or a text. And with the FM Talk 106.5 app, you can always leave us a talk back message as well. And good to see this man in studio. You hear his name a bunch on the station, but it's fun to get him in studio. My buddy Ben Murphy from Ben Murphy Roofing. What's up, man?
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. I want to talk about this because I don't know if this is, I think you'd mentioned this one time you were talking to Dalton about it, but the way I found out about this guy, so this was it after Sally?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's after Hurricane Sally. And we're doing what we do during hurricanes here. We stay on the air. In the aftermath, we're trying to put people together with resources. I mean, it's the value to the community that we can do. And I'm talking on the phone, talking to, I forget who it was even, when down in Gulf Shores.
Yeah, it was the Orange Beach.
King
Grimes.
Yes, King Grimes. Exactly. So we're sitting there. And he's got this guy in his office there talking with him. About Ken and I are talking about the roofs and what happened down there after Sally. And he said, you can drive down the street, and I hear this other voice, this voice you're hearing right now, Ben Murphy, chime in. Drive down the streets in Orange Beach and look at the houses that didn't seem to sustain any roof damage and the ones that sustained a lot and other damage once the roof had a problem. And I found out about this thing called fortified roofs, and it had been discussed. I guess I heard it. They moved something in the legislature sometime before that, but the first time I heard of it being in, you know, firsthand accounts of how it was successful was down there. And this is something you've been doing, and it really got a lot of people's attention.
Yeah, well, especially after Sally, you had a nice proving ground to see the houses.
Right, unfortunately for everybody, but it was. You got to see what difference it made.
Yeah, firsthand, we had houses that we had done to the fortified roof level, and then houses that didn't have anything. So we got neighborhoods that you could see a house that we had replaced. The house next door had a blue roof and completely torn apart. So it was really a good test for the program. It was really the first test that, hey, we had a direct hit on here. How did this work? And it's proven. And
they did the testing. I remember when they talked about the legislation, all the stuff before, they had done the testing in wind, they get these big big buildings there, they put the wind
South Carolina, they got the testing facility there.
So and that information was out, but in reality, people hear that and go, yeah, okay, whatever. When you drive around Baldwin County after Sally and see it with your own eyes, and houses and people that got a lot of people. I mean, it ramped up big time after that. Everybody said, "Okay, I want that. Yeah. I want that roof."
Yeah, well, I mean, it's proof. I mean, they brought the drones in, and you could tell whole neighborhoods, and half of them would be undamaged, and the other half would have a blue tarp on it or some major damage, and it proved to the ones that were fortified withheld the storm in good shape.
You are the pro level of this, so give it in Sullivan East, regular folks language. What do y'all do to make a roof fortified? Is there an easy way to explain it to me?
Yeah, so it all starts with the secondary water barrier, which through the Strengthen Alabama Homes program, they require a fully adhered membrane. So after we tear your roof off, we actually take the roof decking and re-nail it with number 8 ring shank nails, which helps the plywood from peeling off your rafters or trusses. So after that's done, we'll put this self-adhered membrane on, which is basically like a gigantic sticker. You peel the backing off, put it right on the plywood.
Because this stuff you were telling me about, and working some on my mom's roof too, and you said this stuff, even if there weren't shingles on it, would keep the water out.
Yeah, so the science behind it is it's an asphalt product, and once a nail goes through it, the friction of the nail that penetrates that membrane creates friction and actually heats up the membrane, and then as it cools, it seals around the nail. So,
freeze like.
You know, when you know, your typical tar paper that you used to have, if anybody's ever been on a roof, you know, you shoot a nail, you rip a hole in it, it's just paper. So the technology behind it is you know, outstanding. And, you know, if your shingles were to fail and blow off, that membrane is stuck to the plywood. So the theory is you've got two layers of protection.
Okay, so you've got this using bigger gauge nails, right? And you've got this band, and then you come on with the shingles on top of that.
Yep. So we use a nailing pattern on the Eve metal that goes on the roof. Then we have actual rolled starter strip, which actually seals the ice and water shield to the Eve metal, and then you start nailing your shingles on.
Okay. So now obviously it's so successful, people are doing it, but the insurance companies even, you know, are like, okay. And when I finally understood this with you, it made sense. It's worth them kicking money in because it saves them money too.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, just kind of hedging their bets. You know, they'd rather give you $10,000 in the grant program to not have a $100,000, $150,000 claim where you're replacing drywall, insulation, and all this. So kind of hedging their bets a little bit. And it's worked out in their favor and you know, minimizing the risk for the homeowner, which, you know, used to kind of drop the insurance rates, which we all know they kind of creep back up.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if their risk was minimized, then, you know, they're willing to pitch in for this program.
Yeah, so it makes sense. If y'all wonder why the heck they would do this, it does make sense because, you know, it benefits us, but it also benefits them. And you know what? I don't want to have to go get new stuff.
No.
I don't want to have to replace stuff in my house. I'd rather the house be just like it is.
Yeah, it's much easier.
So with that process, because you're coming in, you're doing this to, it's not, you know, a new construction thing. You could do that, but somebody got to listen to us right now. They got a roof. It's not fortified. You're going to come in. Is this a year-long process? Is this weeks? Is this months?
No,
how long does it take
to
regular size house? 2,300, 3,000 square foot.
Really, if somebody called and, you know, once we get color selections out, you know, we can have the evaluators come out and do the inspection within a couple, 2 or 3 weeks, you know, outside of the grant program. Well, the grant program's a different animal.
Yeah, we're about to get into that.
Yeah, there's some steps in it, but, you know, from start to finish, you're a couple of weeks at most.
And then you've got that fortified roof. Okay, the grant program here, that $10,000, this is so very popular. It's gotten to be a thing where, you know, people are waiting the night before to be ready. Like we're, like you and I get this, like we're putting in for a lottery on a hunt or something.
That's
like
right.
That, you know. How does this work?
Well, I mean, so they, you know, used to be getting on at midnight and everybody having their stuff, and that caused some problems. And over this year, they moved it to 9 a.m. of the first quarter. Mobile and Baldwin County hasn't actually split them out into two periods. So, you know, they log on, fill out the application. You know, you can actually go on and create your account early, kind of know what documentation you have to have. So when that 9 o'clock hits, you know, everybody's hitting refresh buttons and, you know,
right.
And we've always told people, you know, use your, if you get grandma trying to get it, you might want to have someone a little bit younger and savvier in the computer world to get their grant submitted. But once you get on there, you log on, you get approved for your grant. That money is yours until you say, I'm not using it, or you go past the 90-day period.
Okay, so that's a shelf life, 90 days.
Yep.
So you go through, you get, bingo, you're one of the people who got in.
Yep.
Here's your $10,000. Then you've got to get, do you have to determine who's doing it, or does the work have to be done in 90 days?
Well, you have to, once you get your grant, you're going to select an evaluator, which is a third-party inspector that'll come to your house, basically, in all terms, make a laundry list for the contractors to bid.
Tell
us exactly what we've got to do, because not every house is exactly the same.
So, sure.
So they get these evaluations. Those evaluations are once they're uploaded to the portal, then the homeowner has the opportunity to select their contractors, and that's where you come in.
Yeah.
And so we have a portal, and we'll get notified that, you know, Miss Mary picked Ben Murphy Company to give a bid, and we have access to that, you know,
the laundry list.
Then we'll go out, do the measurements, look at the house, make sure that everything matches, and then we have a portal. We submit the bids on that portal, and once the three bids are into the state will notify you and say, here's your three bids, select your contractor, have the work done.
Okay, so once we've selected our contractor, even if it goes over 90 days, we're...
Yeah, I mean, you'll once you select the contract. That's really when the clock starts.
Okay.
So
So all the evaluation from the third party person, all that beforehand is not, the sand's not coming through the hourglass.
Right. But they want to get it, you know, they're wanting to get it done early so they know, you know, if somebody doesn't spend their money, they can have that money available for the next grant period. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so.
Because it's, and for people who hadn't followed, it is limited, right? That's why people are refreshing.
Yeah. You know, we'll have people that, you know, it may take them a while to, you know, after they've selected us to get color selections, but their clock is ticking. So we do have to have that roof completed and the certificate uploaded to the state within 90 days.
What's that like for you running the company, man? You get a bunch of people one time.
Yeah, well, I mean,
you got crews going right and left.
I mean, we're pumping them out now. We've fourth quarter just opened, so we've been busy measuring roofs and getting quotes out these last couple of weeks.
Is it for every county or
currently it's just Mobile and Baldwin County, but on November 4th, which is next Tuesday,
it's coming
at
fast.
9 a.m. Tuscaloosa County, Jefferson County, and Escambia County, Alabama will have the program open. It's going to work through the portal just like it is here. So
people listen to us, Escambia County, y'all. That's
Bruton.
And there's tons of folks online listening everywhere. But, yeah, over the regular radio. Yeah.
And so we support those areas through the Strength in Alabama Homes program so we can do roofs in Bruton, Birmingham, Tuscaloosa, all over the state.
So, okay, somebody who put in and they missed the window, whatever. You tell them to keep putting in each year?
Each quarter, yeah. And I'm not real sure on the Jefferson, Tuscaloosa, how much money they've actually got allocated to it, because it's just like when this program started here, nobody knew about it. People in Birmingham, mm-hmm. Tuscaloosa really don't know about the Fortified program as much. And it's just going to be like, it's going to be slow going just down here. That's why I'm on here trying to let people know that it's coming out. If you've got friends or relatives in the Birmingham area or Tuscaloosa, then, you know, let them know about this program. It's a $10,000 just like it is down here.
And for a roof size, too, like $10,000, give me an idea that would pay for what size?
About a 25 square house.
Okay.
Yeah. So that'll, you know, an average house, it'll cover.
Okay.
A lot of it depends on what they found in, if there's some roof decking thicknesses or rotten plywood. There's a lot of stuff that goes into it, but yeah.
Okay. Questions here. Well, we asked, what about the square footage? All right, let's see. What if it's an older roof?
It doesn't matter. You know, as long as the roof decking thickness is a half inch or more, then it qualifies. If it's a 3/8, which houses in the Mobile area, late 60s, 70s, early 80s, had some 3/8 inch plywood decking on it.
Okay.
And then we have to deck over that with a new plywood. Or if it's an older house, you know, 40s and 50s, it has those planks with a gap in it.
Yeah.
We'll have to deck that over as well.
Okay, so you come in and you don't take it out, you just deck over it?
Yeah, we'll put plywood decking back over the top of it.
Okay, they're asking what years. So that break point's 80, late 80s,
yeah, it's, 90s. I mean, it's kind of, you know, over the years here, we've kind of found the pockets of where those 3/8 inch plywood decking are, and there's a lot of it in Mobile from the 60s, 70s, and early 80s.
This Bama Sailor is there any recertification requirement?
Yeah, every 5 years you have to have your roof recertified, and basically all that entails is you would call that third-party evaluator. They'll come out, look at your roof, make sure that, you know, they haven't added onto the roof or, you know, cut holes in it doing who knows what, adding a carport or whatever. They're just basically making sure that everything in that roof still meets the requirements that.
So it's every 5 years?
Every 5 years, yep.
All right. Let's see. When is the next time for Mobile and Baldwin County?
It'll be the first week of January. It'll be in 2026.
Okay. But so it's the start of each quarter.
Yep.
So this Tuscaloosa, Jefferson, Escambia is November 4th and then staggered.
Yep. Well, we don't know yet when they're gonna release. We don't know how much money they have for the Tuscaloosa, Birmingham, and Escambia counties yet. So the Mobile Baldwin counties are typically, Mobile will be the first Tuesday of the month, and Baldwin County will be the first Thursday of the month at 9 a.m. And so they really haven't posted the schedule for the northern counties yet. But, you know, I suggest now would be the time to go ahead and get them in it if you can.
And we can put this up. We can put this up on our social media feeds, but people are asking the web address here for...
Yeah, it's strengthinalabamahomes.com.
Strengthinalabamahomes.com.
It's fairly simple to use.
Look at this. Martin said, I got the grant and have an appointment with Ben Murphy this evening.
Wonderful.
let's see. Ben's company put on our fortified roof in November of 21 through the grant program. Roof is great, no complaints. But I'm starting to see that the insurance savings for going fortified are going away.
Yeah, you know, when the program first got started, the insurance savings, because everything had gone up, and then they had this huge insurance cut back in 2016, 17, 18, right in there, really got the numbers down. But ever since, you know, every year with Sally and everything, it's been kind of creeping back up. You know, there still is a savings. I mean, I couldn't imagine
if you didn't have it fortified,
what your rate would be. Because
right
now, you know, these carriers are fighting over the fortified.
Yeah, I guess
customer.
That's the
they
double
want the fortified customer.
Yeah, that's the double thing here too. And think about it. You get the benefit of the money, you get the roof. You know, so you protect your stuff, but there was a rate decrease with having that. I tell you what, can you hold on a second? We go to the break here and come right back because we've got more questions coming in for you.
Absolutely.
Our guest, Ben Murphy from Ben Murphy Roofing. We're talking about the Fortified program and Escambia County, also Tuscaloosa and Jefferson. But Escambia County, listen up. Your time's coming November 4th.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, rapid fire question session with my buddy Ben Murphy from Ben Murphy Roofing. Let's see. This from Billy D. So what if I just had a metal roof put on my house about 4 years ago? Is there any way they can reuse the metal roof in order to make it a fortified roof, or do I have to get all new metal?
So, I mean, you could take the metal off as long as you knew where it came from, but the problem is the damage that the panels will, because the panels have to come all the way and lay on the ground, they usually get kind of boogered up on it. So it is possible, but the chances of the screw patterns matching are probably pretty slim.
David, question for Ben. Any tricks to applying? I never seem to get through even when I apply every quarter.
Yeah, no, just like I said, and you know, if you got somebody in your family that's a real good computer whiz, it might be beneficial to have them. But make sure you have all of your documentation in line before, and make sure your accounts are set up.
Tell you what, if you're you got a kid out there, you're listening, and you're good with using AI and creating an app, if you could have an app that could do it. This unnamed texter said, just tuned in. Please give a quick recap with Ben. My roof is 18 years old. Tried to call the Strength in Alabama Homes last time with no luck. What's the secret password, Ben?
I wish I knew.
But I mean, I know that like people that have told me they tried and they tried again, and like the third time they got it. You know, they kept trying and they got it.
That's pretty typical. Yeah, a couple of months of trying and people will get it.
The question about the insurance company. No, it's not. The insurance companies aren't fighting this. They're funding this.
Yeah, they're funding it. Yeah, they're actually fighting for the fortified customers. They want the fortified customer.
Sure, because there's going to be less claims they have to pay.
It's less risk. So you know,
and I'd rather them not. I mean, if I have a claim, and unfortunately, then I'm gonna get all my hackles up, and they better pay. But I'd rather not have a claim. I'd rather not have anything. I don't want to replace anything. I want my stuff.
I mean, going through Hurricane Sally, you know, having to replace stuff is not fun. I had to do it personally, so yeah, it's not fun.
Did you see? Speaking of hurricanes, is that Joker going to hit Jamaica?
It looks like it's going to direct hit. I heard 13 to 15 foot waves.
Yeah, Dr. Bill talked about it this morning. Think about how there's like 40 inches of rain. So Jamaica's got mountains, water's coming down, storm surge is coming up. Yeah. Yikes!
Rough.
Okay, November 4th. Once again, we go come back. November 4th is Jefferson,
Tuscaloosa, and Escambia County, Alabama.
Okay. All right. And then the next four, because they're asking dates again, and this is all on the website, right?
Yeah.
StrengthenAlabamaHomes.com.
Yeah.
The next one, though, coming up would be
January.
January. And that'll be for Mobile County, and then there'll be another date for Baldwin or vice versa.
Yep.
All right. Let's see. You have more questions? They all want to know what your tricks are to applying. Ben, help me.
I wish I knew.
Let's see. Yeah, they basically all want the secret password from you and all that.
Yeah, I wish I'd know it. I'd give it to you if I could.
I wonder, do you have any idea, percentage of homes? Have y'all looked at that, for Mobile County or Baldwin County, percentage of homes that are now fortified? And
I want to say, and don't quote me on this, I want to say it's 60%.
Really?
Yeah.
So at a certain point, it gets...
Sure, but I've heard that number around, so...
Okay, well, at a certain point, then it should get easier to get through.
Yeah, it should be, yeah.
Although more people are finding out about it too,
More people are finding out, and you can only do it one time too. So you can't, next roofing cycle, you can't get the grant a second.
Right. That's what I'm saying though. Is if that many have been done,
Yeah.
Every quarter that goes through and people put in, even if you don't get in, should be better for you on the next one because there'll be less people trying.
It should be, but you also have the houses that are 12 and 15 year old roofs that are coming back online now that are becoming ready, you know, for a new roof. So, you know, you've got somebody who put a roof in 2015.
Yeah.
Aren't necessarily ready for a roof. They're not fighting to get in. So
but that's somebody in 2005.
That's right. In 2005, they'd be ready for a roof. So, you know, those 2005 customers, those Ivan customers, have cycled through. You know, then there was a big push right there at Hurricane Sally, where, of course, with insurance, there's a lot of roofs that you know, shot up there with the fortified. So, it should be easier as we go forward.
That's me, the math magician here, saying that. People want to get in touch with you directly, Ben. How do they do that?
Yeah, you can call us at our office, 251-943-7144. Look at us on the web at benmurphyco.com or on Facebook.
Good stuff, brother. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Anytime.